You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call at 856-31-4500. Make sure you go to the website. And God, I'm trying. I'm sorry.
You're doing too many things at once.
Go to the website. Look at all the shows. Check them out.
She's got Down syndrome.
They're awesome. One day I'll get this down pat like Chris. I should just mimic what you did, because you always did it so well.
Just say the exact thing he said.
I know. Well, when I did that, it was sounded like I was reading, because I was.
Except you sound more manlier.
Aww.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show.
Yes, I'm very manly sounding. Actually, that sounded so bad. I wasn't even trying.
That sounded sexy, too.
Jeez. So, hey, how was everyone's week?
Great.
Groovy.
Groovy.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Way to just bring it to a complete stop.
Sorry.
You stalled in the beginning, and you just brought it to a halt.
I couldn't figure out a way to segue into to check out the other shows.
Well, you just did. Good job.
Well, I did it. No one was even listening.
No concerts this week, last weekend?
No, remember, I was having like a breakdown, so I...
How's that going?
Good. I've taken a step back, and I've chosen that when I'm going to go to a show, I just do something else instead.
Okay.
Like...
Well, as far as the breakdown, how's that going?
Oh, good. I'm fine.
Okay.
Like you said...
I like how you move right to
yeah,
answers.
You were like, by next week, you're going to be fine. And I am. I just had to sit down, and I wrote a bunch of stuff and figured out what I'm going to do, and didn't drink, didn't do what I normally do, just kind of got my head straight, and I'm fine.
Good.
I did get a bunch of books. They didn't come in yet, so shit's going to get weird the next, like, month or so.
Really?
Yeah, I got all these.
Apart from what's been going on for
years? Oh, yeah, because it's like I'm going to learn up on something, a few things, and then I'm going to probably change my mindset because I'm impressionable. So
what specifically are you going to learn up on?
Okay, I can't say the fucking one word, and I just can't. I don't know why. I've tried a million times to say this word.
Okay, try
it. Say it.
It's the.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
It's and.
Existentialism. What? Existentialism. I can't say it. I, like, read it in my mind. Like, I'm writing it.
And you can't connect your mind to your voice?
No, I can never say it right.
There's a wall there.
But that absurdism, nihilism, things like that, I'm going to start reading up on.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just
interested?
I'm very interested. I feel like I'm probably an existentialist.
I would actually lean more towards extraterrestrial.
Same difference, probably. I don't know.
Well, what is it? Because I really don't know what you're trying to say.
Existentialism.
I don't know what that is.
It's just the belief that you make your own world. That
right? So the book is titled Missing.
Yeah. Okay. And then nothing that you really do in the grand scheme of things matters, kind of type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's just nothing. You're not special. Stop thinking you're special. That's the problem. Just make the best of what you got and do that.
So that's on the opposite of the spectrum of the secret.
Yeah, it's different because this is pretty much like it's making you lose all of your faith in anything.
So all the time you spent investing in the secret, you're now just going to undo by reading this garbage.
Well, no, I believe in the secret.
But the secret's bullshit anyway.
Well, I know, but it's still...
Anything you imagine will happen or anything, that's stupid.
But don't you see the hypocrisy in this whole thing where she's going to... I mean...
I don't think it's hypocrisy. I just want to learn
what she's learned.
Yeah,
it's not working anymore. So it's like I have to...
It never worked.
I felt like I was in a positive place at one point. Like,
no, I'm talking about, what was that, Bob, you said? If you think it, it'll happen or something like that?
Yeah, the whole basis of the secret is if you believe it hard enough.
It's called the laws of attraction. Yeah, what you put out there will be given back to you.
I believed I was going to be able to see my dick at age 38, and I still haven't.
You also have to work towards a goal. Oh. So, you know what I mean? Like, you have to do things to be able to see your dick.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's what it's
like skipping meal every now and then. You know,
existential.
Yeah.
Well, but it's existentialism.
It's just
I need a clarification of this word from.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Smart. I can never say it right, even when I talk.
Existentialism.
To my
existentialism.
Existentialism.
Yeah.
Existentialism.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care.
Chris is like Jesus. And absurdism and nihilism and everything. So I got like 5 books coming in the mail to me. So looking forward to that.
How do you get into this shit? Like what?
Music usually does something that triggers something.
I know you listen to shitty music. If that's what you think about
Yeah.
It. No, what I mean is like, what makes you say, you know what?
What triggers it?
Yeah, like what triggers you? I'm going to get a book on absurdism.
I just told you.
Yeah, I don't.
Music.
Do you want me to explain?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Please.
I'm really into a band right now, and in that band, the band kept like...
Can you say the band's name?
The Limousines.
Okay.
So, I saw that there was a trend in their music, like what they were talking about.
Yeah,
the
it's all shit.
Whatever. And then the trend in the like content of their music was all going towards one thing, so I started Googling, because certain things sounded familiar, like they were taking direct quotes out of other things.
Right.
And then it took me to like Kafka and things like that, like authors. So I was like, oh, what did they write? And then we're moving forward. And I was like, okay. So I got I got 5 different books.
What's the song that they sing?
The song that I like?
Mm-hmm.
I like a few. The one that I'm really into right now is Internet Killed the Radio or Video Star.
Well, that's a remake of Video Killed the
Radio
Star.
Well, it's the play on the words, but the music doesn't sound.
They trade those guitars in for drum machines and disco
phones.
Shut up! All right, just shut the fuck up!
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this?
What, this isn't funny yet? This
shut
makes
the
dance.
Fuck up for a second!
This is horrible.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up!
Wow.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
You don't like it?
I don't apologize to anybody who hears that.
Just when you thought
Woody and the Blowfish.
You don't like it?
No, no.
You guys never like any of the music.
Because it's
like.
Fucking garbage.
It's horrible.
It's good to have an open mind about music. There's so much out
there. I've heard enough to know that I will never, ever be interested
it's
in
it's not band. Your type of music.
No.
I'm obsessed with the lead singer.
What's her name? The Limousines?
The Limousines. He used to be in a band that you would probably like.
And that band was?
That the band was called Strata.
No, never heard of him.
Well, it was a long...
Like
long,
as in Eric Estrada?
No, just Strata.
Strata.
And they toured with...
I'm confused.
Chevelle. That's how I found out. But they toured with Chevelle. You like Chevelle.
I like Chevelle.
They were like... The band Strata was like Chevelle.
Okay. I love Chevelle. I think
well, then
great
they changed. He left that band and went to another band, so I've been following the lead singer.
Okay.
Obsessed with him.
It's a chick?
It's a man.
Oh, it sounded like a girl. Did you not sound like a girl?
It sounded like a chick.
It's a girl.
Sound like a chick.
It's a man. His name's Eric.
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 He's so hot.
Unbelievable.
So you like the group because you're infatuated with the lead singer.
I'm very infatuated with him.
But that's not really into music. You're but just dealing with the music because you like looking at the
no,
guy.
No, he's... I'm very intrigued by him. Like,
I'm going to do it one more time.
Confused.
I'm totally confused.
Like, I'm obsessed with who he is as a person as well.
Oh, you know him personally?
I
don't know. On the internet.
I'm like a stalker. So sad.
Sick fucking world.
I know.
So this guy got you into getting these titles, these book titles, or these,
yeah,
these book
it's
subjects.
All because of him.
Wow.
He's my muse right now. Chris hasn't even said
you give
a
me
word.
A headache.
I have an Advil.
Yeah,
stick it up your ass.
I actually, I'm.
And I'll ram it up your fuck.
shit. I just don't understand, man.
I know you oh. guys don't get it.
Gee, no,
we're from
no.
a different time, all of us.
Not necessarily.
Not you're like fucking... by age, but like I'm on a different
what are you,
page
from a
than all
hole?
Of you.
Come out of space.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, like you.
You're mentally slower than us. You're a couple grades behind.
At least I want to learn. I'm learning things. Oh. I'm trying here, man.
We're all from a different place.
Holy crap.
I don't know. It's good to keep be creative. It always goes back to that. I have to
no,
feel,
it doesn't.
I have to feel creative or I feel useless.
I don't understand how you can equate that with a creative. You're not creating shit. You're listening to shit music. That's not being creative.
I'm doing creative.
Or me things. Listening to great music is not being creative.
But it makes me want to do other things, and then I do other things because of it.
You like buy what? Books.
That's not
I
creative.
I read books, and
that's
I do.
Not that's not
I do,
creative.
I do
you
other
write a
stuff
reading
too.
Somebody else's work.
I'm
write
in,
a book.
I'm in writing short stories.
Okay, that's creative.
Yeah.
Where are they, and how come you didn't bring them?
Okay, I was going
to... Angelisa just texted me, hope the limousines just crash into a school. Amen, brother.
I was going to put them on my blog, but then I didn't. I didn't yet, but I'm going to.
Please do.
I'm going
Please.
To.
Please.
They're really funny.
Who is? What is?
The short stories I've been writing.
Oh.
Oh, that'll just take this thing. To
yeah, you guys
level.
You guys will like them. I thought of Fabio.
I will.
When I was writing the one, I kept thinking of Fabio.
Why?
I don't know.
Is fat and slow.
No. Did it take place at a buffet?
No, in a car.
Is it balding?
Fat pig.
Does it jiggle when it goes over a speed bump?
Aww.
No, so why does it remind you of me?
I don't know. When I was writing it, it reminded me. And I was just like, Bobby's going to think this is so funny. I know it.
Disgusting.
Holy crap.
So maybe Fob's your muse, not this fucking jerk.
Maybe you are too.
Oh, Fob, sorry. No, sorry.
Bobby's like, shut up.
No, yeah. I don't see how I could be her muse. If anything, I'm her wake-up call. I'm reality that you don't want to face.
I know, but
maybe
I like
fat guys.
I like your reaction.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm not me.
I like your reaction to things. I feel like it's sincere.
What, me losing more hair over this? Yeah, it's sincere. Yeah, I mean, look, the short stories part is definitely creative, but I don't think you can equate that to this one band.
I just feel like it got my motor running.
Because you've already been writing stuff before.
Yeah, but blogs. It's depressing.
Not necessarily.
I feel like it was.
It was more like, I don't know, your blogs were very Facebookish.
Yeah.
It was like...
It was bullshit. It was corny. It was like, I was ashamed of it.
Kind of like our first 3 months on the air. Corny, bullshit, and ashamed of it.
I need to get moving. I need my brain to start working again. And that's a way, like, to where I'm creative, where I'm happy, where I'm making shit, where I'm feeling.
But just don't, I don't want you thinking that being creative is the only way you're going to be happy, because it's not.
Right now, what's making me happy.
You can be happy if you just, see, you point at everybody else, like me, for instance, you say you need to be open-minded or whatever. But that's the thing. You're saying for me to do something that you don't. You should be more open-minded.
That's why I'm reading all these books.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm not telling you not to read. There's nothing wrong with you reading these books. I don't have a problem with that. What I'm saying is don't just rely on creativity or being creative to make you happy, because if you open your mind, you'll find other shit that will make you happy, too.
Like what?
Like anything. Fucking taking a walk. Or
I like taking walks.
But what I'm saying is you don't necessarily have to lay it all on one thing, because then if it doesn't happen for you, you're going to be right where you were last Thursday.
I know.
So stop making these little tiny fucking holes or windows to jump through if you're not going to make it through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give yourself a little bit more of a range.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I need to, like,
did
she
just not say is being creative is the only thing that will make her happy right now?
Yeah.
Right now, but then that's going to go into something else. That's just one aspect of my life.
What if it doesn't work? What if your short stories blow?
Then so what?
But I'm saying, are you going to be depressed because now you feel like you have a block and you can't be creative with writing short stories? And what are you going to do next? You're going to just try painting?
I already paint.
Of course she does.
She's done. Somebody else talk.
Yeah,
I'm done.
She paints.
You know that. I do that.
She paints. Yeah, of course she paints.
You know
come
that.
On.
No, I didn't
she
know
never
that.
Brought. She never brought it up. Nah, we didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
How the fuck you knew that?
Because, look at you. Of course you paint.
What does that mean?
I'm just
you look like a whore.
And whores paint?
No.
She's a whore.
No.
A fucking whore.
Because you seem like the type to paint.
Okay.
Because you have to be creative. You have to do all this bullshit and read all these bullshit books.
I do.
And write
do you
bullshit
tag the
short
bottom
stories.
Of your paintings?
I do. I think that went over the air.
Marcus, you shit him drunk.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
I do, Chris. I do.
Well,
I
what did you
how do you tag it?
Missy.
Oh, tag.
Not
just Missy.
Yeah, just Missy.
Not Esco.
Not Esco.
No.
Douchebag.
I don't want to be famous of Esco.
You think you're going to be famous off your pain?
Probably when I'm dead. I think that's what existentialism explains.
No.
Listen to yourself. You sound demented.
No.
I don't know.
When you die, your painting's going to go right in the fucking garbage where they belong.
I think that's nihilism, what you're doing. What you just said. I think that's what... where, like, that. I think that means that nothing matters ever.
No, shit matters, just not your paintings.
Why?
Fuck yourself.
How do you know? What if I made you a painting? What, did you want to hang it up?
I'd line my trash can with it.
You're a cocksucker.
And so are you.
Touche.
Holy shit.
What?
Okay, so if short stories don't work out, I'm going to try this one more time. So if short stories don't work out, you'll probably sculpt.
I've never sculpted. No, I've never sculpted.
No.
No. That would be cool.
You want to make ashtrays?
Oh, I did. I made a bronze.
If you made me a sculpture of your titties, I'd keep that.
What if I drew a painting of them?
Of what?
My boobs.
Yeah, I'd rather you just dip your tits in paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to see some fucking 2-year-old drawing on the wall. Look like a fucking Picasso painting.
A stick figure with huge nipple, tits.
Yeah, and nipples higher than the other one, like 10 feet higher than the other
one. Mold them. Make a molding for them.
A mold of my boobs?
Yeah.
Before you use it as a candy dish.
before they start sagging.
It could be for like chips and guac.
There you go. See, now that's fucking creative. That's a product I'll buy. And I guarantee you anybody hears this would want you to sell that shit.
Yeah.
And they'll buy it.
I think that I can get that kind of stuff.
What?
To do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
I think I can buy that at like Michael's or something.
I didn't know there was a tit mold making tit.
No, I don't think it's for boobs.
You could do it for any part of your body.
Girls used to do it for guys' penises back in the day, like famous people.
Yeah, I understand, but like that's something you can buy in a store?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pregnant women, they mold their belly.
Why?
I don't know. Remind their husbands what they look like when they're
fat. It's the worst you're ever going to look in your life. Why are you trying to remind people of it?
Exactly.
I don't know. Did you show your kid where its home was at one point?
It's just a mold. It's not the actual skin.
Yeah, but still, like, what are you going to do?
It's
and that was my wife's belly. Where do you put that? Like,
I guess you mount it on the wall or something.
That's fucking terrible.
I don't know. That's gross.
Now, a mold of some titties?
Right, that's different.
I think you should do it and send them to Rob Sprance to put in this new studio.
I should.
Oh, man. He would
love
that.
The Jersey Jerk
show. He has a new studio?
Before he kicks us off.
Why is he going to kick us off?
I'm fucking around.
Because we suck.
No, he loves us.
Keep telling yourself that. Then you could be depressed.
A dream board. Rob loves us.
You should do that.
I'm going to try and see him, by the way, when I go to New York.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know now, so I can let him know in advance. I'm going to text him later tonight.
Okay.
Just letting y'all know.
Good.
Fuck you, screeching hawk.
What?
Another screeching hawk.
All right, so you're going to learn new shit.
Learning shit. It's going to be awesome.
You're going to be creative from your new learning.
I think what's going to be good out of this is how she's going to
self-destruct.
Well, yeah.
It just delays the self-destruction.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm going to self-destruct?
Because you're trying so... Tell me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it seem like she's trying so hard to find something to fill that void?
Yes.
Yes. I was talking to my biffle about it, and she said...
Which biffle?
Kim. Don't be an asshole.
And I was talking to Kim about it, and I'm like, blah, blah, and she's just kind of smiling at me because she's sweet.
She knows you're stupid.
No, she knows you're fucking retarded.
She's sweet. And she goes, she's like, Miss, why is it always got to be like some big, grandiose thing? And
right.
I was like,
you're looking for too much.
And she's
out
like,
of life.
What if your like thing in life is like to get a new car and you have that car and you love that car? And I was like, I'd fucking kill myself right now. If that was
See,
it.
That's a horrible
And she
way.
Was like, Missy's, that's not the right way to think.
Exactly.
She knows. She's smart.
Yeah. Why do you think... If you have everyone around you telling you you're thinking wrong, then why are you doing it?
Because I got to get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, if I hear enough people say it, and the more I put myself out there, and the more people go, Miss, no, I think it's this, the more I'm starting to get grounded, the more I'm starting to figure it out.
You're grounded.
Yeah. But I don't want to lose my edge at the same point. Like, I like the fact
You'll
that
always
I,
have the stupidity to fall back on.
That's your edge.
I like to call my edge, but
that's
stupidity,
your edge.
Whatever.
Trust me, you can't unlearn that. You can only try to make it go away slowly. It'll take
Yeah, but what if
years.
I became dull because of it? Like, what if I was
You'll
like...
never be dull.
I was like, what? And like,
be.
Then I didn't add
you do
anything.
You that now.
But what if I didn't add anything ever? What if you were like, Miss, I read this thing. What
so
do you
like
think?
So like the first year you were on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I was like, I don't know. And then that was it. I just say, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we had to kind of force you into...
Actually,
imagine hiring someone to do, like, imagine hiring a cashier.
Right.
And they don't know how to push buttons. They don't know how to count money.
Just take it. Go out the door.
No, but you have to show them everything the entire time. Most people would be like, all right, we'll find somebody else. Mm-hmm. But we're, like, trying to get you to, you know.
I know. You guys are nurturing me.
I think you're Biffle. What's your name again?
Kim.
Kim. She probably keeps you around because it makes you look makes her look smarter.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's just rude. No, I'm just kidding.
That is rude.
She can't be that smart.
She's pretty smart.
Yeah.
She's really smart.
I can only imagine what she says behind her back.
Oh, my God.
Melissa is a bitch.
I hope not.
What the fuck?
She wouldn't do that.
No, she wouldn't. No. Not to your face, anyway. Yeah, I mean, you think, I don't know, she's like waiting for this grand movie ending for life.
Not going to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's all the way you look at it. I mean, if, Mark, you have a kid now.
Yeah.
So you pretty much got there. Where? The grand ending of a movie. You had your kid.
It's just the beginning, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like
Part one, yeah.
Right, but like that's going to be, you know, what's the other thing that can top it? Or not top it, but like make it better if you win the lottery. Then your kid and your girl live on fucking, you know.
But that's not realistic.
But that's the thing. So it's like.
But if I think of it and wish it hard enough, it'll happen. Right? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything's possible.
Okay.
Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah.
But not everything is possible.
Hey.
Hmm?
I don't know. I don't think I ask for much.
What do you mean? Ask for what? Who? You're not asking anybody for anything.
But I mean, like,
but
like
you're pissed
even
off
my
that
grandiose
you're pissed
schemes.
Off about the weirdest things. Like you get like fucking mad
about what?
Like, all right, for instance, the day you realized that mermaids were fake, you were fucking pissed. You were let down. Like that's just like nobody thinks like that. At least nobody in your age bracket thinks that way. Unless they were hit in the head with a shovel when they were three.
Stupid woman.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just get so defeated over, like, the dumbest shit. It's like, that's what you're upset about? There's people that don't have enough money to pay bills every month. Like, that's something
I've
to be upset
there.
About. Right. So that's something you could be upset about.
Yeah, but I've
don't worry about the mermaid thing. Stop thinking about the mermaid thing. That's what's holding you back.
I'm getting there, man. Everything's starting to settle.
That's good.
It is.
But what's going to be good about her reading those books is her take on the books. That's what.
That's the other thing too. You need to kind of like really learn what you read.
I know.
Because when you come on the show, or if you talk about it outside of reading it, you change the whole story completely, or you add stuff to it.
She interprets it the way she wants to interpret it.
But that's what it is. I always interpret it. Thanks.
Yeah, it's not really the right way of doing it.
No, it's stupid.
Oh God!
Like this Arizona iced tea can. Like, she's interpreting it as, you know, a big black dildo. You know, like, it's not. It's not. It's a fucking Arizona iced tea can.
I'm very aware.
But you're more than welcome to shove it up your box. Just wait till I finish.
You'll never get it back.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I feel like that would give me a fucking headache.
I have a headache. Like, sometimes I get a headache from it. From all the thoughts and all the ramblings going on up there.
You have a certain type of gigabytes you're allowed up there.
It's like everything's just smashing into each other at this point. I got to get rid of some stuff, clean it up, file. You know what I mean? Like, I got to get shit straight.
The hamsters that are running her brain are fucking on E.
I swear to God, I feel like my brain's melting at points. Like, I'll be driving and I'm like, I think part of my brain is melting right now.
Maybe it's from all the acid you did.
Maybe. I mean, can you have residual effects this long after?
For the rest of your life.
So long. And
You took a shit ton of acid.
A lot.
So you're going to have problems for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, I'm hoping that,
I was going to play the stroke chick. That's the problem you're going to be having.
I'm just hoping that I just start to calm down. I don't want anything turning into a serious problem.
I say just embrace it.
Embrace what?
Just embrace the fact that you're special.
Well, I don't think I am special.
You should. You are.
You're special.
Yeah. I would say so.
Well, you're saying it in a mean way.
Am I really?
You're saying special like I'm retarded.
No,
right?
not like handicapped special.
That's what I thought. I really did.
No, that's not what I was saying at all. I was just saying, like, you're different. Like, that's obviously why, you know, what makes
different.
You, right, but that's what makes you interesting. You know what I mean? When I tell somebody about the show, and they listen to it, and then I talk to them again, and they ask, is this girl for real? Is this all scripted? Is this, like, does she just act that way? And I tell them no, they never believe me. because they don't know. See, you have to understand something. The average person, like just people in general, don't come across people like you hardly ever in their lives.
What's special? Like, well, I don't care.
Because you... Help me.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Help me out here.
I feel like I just verbalize things that people already think.
No, miss, you're a different breed. You are.
I don't know how to explain it except for the fact that you keep things interesting. Like, some people can get boring. Some people can get, I don't know.
You have a child's imagination.
That's good, right?
Well, it's good for us now. Yeah.
I guess it depends on the situation.
It's good for the show.
You can't have that in real life. Like, you know, as in regards to your job, you can't think of, like, a child when it comes to, like, your job.
But it seems like she's
responsible.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. If you're responsible,
how hard is it to sort mail, dude? This goes upstairs. Do you have one of those things in the mailroom where it sucks it up to the other floor?
No.
No, like the like the banks have.
No. Okay.
You walk around the cart.
No.
Well, how do they get their mail?
I just give it to them. It's delivery mail is a very, very small part of my job.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we didn't know that.
She runs that bitch.
Yeah.
And what's the other parts?
I do everything. Like, not like that. Like, anything anybody needs
Missy,
help with.
Missy, coffee to Studio 22. Coffee to Studio 22.
I do.
First of all, that is total fucking bullshit.
Like, I don't make cups of coffee, but I do make sure, like, that's
she's
fucking
peeling potatoes
and shit.
In the kitchen.
No, anything anybody needs help with, they know to call me.
Clean up.
You sound like a glorified janitor.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't clean.
Or maintenance person.
Maybe maintenance,
Missy,
but I don't.
We need a new light bulb.
I don't clean it. I don't do light bulbs. There's somebody else that does that.
Okay.
Yeah, the maintenance guy.
No, we don't have him. We have it would be considered like operations,
okay.
Not maintenance. I don't clean anything.
Okay.
So what else do you do other than deliver mail?
Anything anybody needs help with.
So far we named like 10 things. I don't do that.
Do that. When people need help with things. I can't tell you guys too much.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So if someone needs help with something, no matter what it is, they go, Missy, can you help us with this? And I'll go, yes.
Right. We got you.
Can you imagine needing help with something and having to ask Missy?
I'm very helpful at my job. I am. I'm more than capable.
Missy's
very confident.
Missy's very hands-on.
Hands on your dick.
She had his cock still in her mouth.
Put me on the air. I want to be on the show. Starting to sound like that movie guy.
What movie guy?
5 years ago. You know how the guy that died and did all the movie voices?
Like Transformers?
In the world. Yeah,
that one.
That guy. Okay.
He's Optimus Prime, right?
No.
No?
Totally different guy.
He
died.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Did you say this? Like,
his soul left his body.
Through his eyes.
Not out of his eyes.
See? That's the other thing. Shit like that. You're just so, like, defeated once you find
out.
Yeah,
that was very upsetting,
but
though.
Why? I don't understand. What's the big fucking deal?
Well, because that was something I thought my whole life, and then I was told it wasn't
You know
true.
What your problem is? You put too much hope into dumb shit, and then you get let down, and then you become depressed, and that's your downfall.
I know, I do.
You know? You don't put hope in, like, what the fuck is that?
What's you happening?
You got bugging
like
your
fucking buzzing going on.
Oh, I hear it.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's what's your downfall. You're always, like, depressed. You're like, oh, I can't believe that the fucking light didn't leave that dog's eyes.
I do get depressed a lot, and that's probably because my mind's always all over the place.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know. I'm working on it. I'm figuring it out.
Well,
it's all getting gravy, baby.
Yeah, but you're not, you're still got to, I mean, you said you were depressed. Depression's not going to leave you in a week. Right.
Well, that's because last week, even when I
but
talked
it depends
to her about
what you're
it,
she's not
about.
Depressed. She's bored. She needs to find something to do.
That's it.
I mean, is that
what
it
is?
She's afraid of boredom.
Is that what
it
was
like
bored?
Lack of better word. I said depression.
You said but it's not.
Yeah, but
okay.
No.
I got you.
I mean, I get really down, but I don't want to kill myself or
right.
anything.
No, but you do. You have the depression symptoms. You need to get away from people. You want to be left alone. You
yeah.
want to drink yourself into a stupor. Whatever.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, you kind of have that, but
you're not. Though.
But the question is like for what?
That's what I mean.
You
That's
know,
why I always have to figure it out.
You
like,
finally get into a relationship that you can actually be happy about.
Yeah.
You feel safe. You feel secure. All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm assuming you like your job.
Yeah.
Okay. You're healthy as of right now.
Everything got, this is what it is, I figured it out. Everything got very stagnant. And then I realized, okay, I have to start doing things to make it unstagnant. So in my mind...
No, it didn't get stagnant. It just became a routine that you're not used to.
Yes.
That's what it was. It's not stagnant. What you were going through was normality.
Yes.
You can't handle it.
No, because of that drama thing that you were saying.
Huh?
Because of needing the drama, needing the excitement, needing something going on.
That's a chick.
And that's where I'm saying, okay, I know you needed this in the past, bitch, but you don't need it anymore. Fucking move on. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to do this when you're in your 50s?
I'm not getting any younger. I'm just going to keep getting older. I got to get it together. That's it. So all I had to do is set some goals for myself, keep myself focused, and work towards them.
Okay, but don't set yourself up for disappointment.
No, I'm not. They're like not 2 years unrealistic.
Ago you had, I'm going to be a rock star. I'm going to be famous.
I really thought that because of The Secret. Like, I thought, oh, my God, if I thought it enough, it's going to happen. Now I realize, like...
It's bullshit.
Yeah, and not only that, I don't think that I want that. I don't think that I want to be a rock star.
I would just hate to see you in 10 years and you have a shit ton of regrets.
I'm not going to. I'm getting it together now so that in 10 years... My life will be fulfilled, and I'll be in a place where I can just enjoy everything around me.
That's a lot to ask for 10 years. That shit don't happen to people until they're late in their years.
Yeah, but it's something worth shooting for, and it's something that will never end. You know what I mean?
So you're not going to be upset if 10 years from now you don't fulfill that?
Fulfill what, the void in my
life?
Well,
no, the goal. You said 10 years, I'm going to be happy. And
I'm setting myself up for very realistic short-term goals right now. That's what I did. Because you can't do the big thing. You got to take it one day at a time. So I've planned out for the next year what I want to try and obtain. That's what I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We starting small?
Yeah, small.
Baby steps, like buying the right pudding at the supermarket? Mm-hmm.
No.
The right toothpaste.
Nothing that small. That's fucking stupid.
Oh, that's fucking stupid. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I got
you got yourself a little...
Yeah, don't
I mean, I'm sure I'll fall off the fucking wagon or something every once in a while, but it'll be fine. I'm good, man.
And you know what? I think that's part of... I know this sounds sick, but I think that's part of the way you are. That falling off the wagon bit. That's part of who you are. I think you're meant to keep falling off the wagon because you want to.
Horrifying.
It is horrifying, but
I don't like that.
You know, I think you do that shit on purpose. Not like
I don't want to do it on purpose.
I'm not
anymore.
Saying you
it's
do it like
change.
Okay, I'm falling off the wagon. I think you just let it happen because you know that there's going to be drama.
Yeah, and I need to nip that in the bud. Eventually, I know it's not something that can just be done overnight.
Look, you're a chick.
I'm a girl.
In my opinion, you're a chick. That's never going to go away. All women in their own right have drama that will never go.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
You know, I just don't see it. You know, if my girl was sitting here and we're talking to her about drama, she'll tell you, I fucking hate drama. I fucking hate drama.
Every girl hates drama.
Of course they do. Yeah. But there are little inklings that I see that causes drama. And it's like, well, see, that's a chick thing.
And it's avoidable. I mean? It's all everything. Most
of course.
Avoidable.
Yeah, but that's because women are hormonal, man.
Whatever the fuck it is, it doesn't matter. I mean, women are hormonal, and women and men go crazy because of women. Hormonal women.
So, I agree.
You know.
Men have hormones, too.
Yeah, I know, but we don't fucking act stupid.
I mean, sometimes.
I mean, we act stupid for other things, but not like that. Like, we're not going to sit there. I'm not going to call Chris or Marco and be like, I can't believe how boring my life is. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a fucking waste of goddamn time. I'm totally fine sitting on my fat ass watching Sons of Anarchy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fulfilled. Especially after I had like 5 packs of Twinkies.
I'm 38 years old. I've done nothing with my life. And I was like, I know.
Yeah. But did I cry about it? No. I was happy as shit because laughing at all you motherfuckers for working.
I'm just 3 years behind you and I've done nothing with my life.
Right. That's it. Yeah, done absolutely nothing. I'm living the dream right now.
Except that you're working now.
I'm still living the dream. Well, what can I say? I'm not going to sit there and try to make fucking drama over it. Like, oh, I can't believe it.
Well, that's because you're a man.
Miss, why don't you just get knocked up?
No.
I think that'll solve all your problems.
I'm telling you, eventually
it'll force you to fucking grow up.
I don't want to have a fucking kid, though.
I think you should
get
knocked
up. I think it's wrong if she gets knocked up.
I think it would be selfish.
Not only that, it's fucking horrible.
Some
for that
people
child.
Aren't supposed to be parents. I'm one of those people.
But, I agree. I agree.
I am.
You're not in the right position. To have I think. A kid yet.
We were talking about this before the show. I think people that can't take care of themselves shouldn't have children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if mentally, I'm,
especially mentally,
if I'm going to go through like that, where I was so sad, and then I have to take care of somebody else,
I'll give you credit. Because at least you know that.
I do know
I know
that.
People that think that they're going to have kids.
And
they're going to be able to
everything.
Yeah, and they're going to be able to take care of. Meanwhile, they can't take care of a fucking thing for themselves.
No, that's selfish.
Of course it's selfish. Of course it is. If you can't take care of yourself or do little things just to, you know, help your day out, how the fuck are you going to take care of another fucking person?
Exactly.
Especially a child, someone who can't do shit for themselves.
I know. And then
you can't even wipe your own ass. You're going to wipe a baby's ass?
No.
Oh, God, please.
No. I know. Please. I'm very aware. Yeah. Aware of it. I've always
it's
been.
A whole nother ball game.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm,
I know,
I'm,
but that's
I'll
what I'm saying.
Blood.
I'm giving you credit for that.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Chris on that one. You definitely shouldn't get knocked up.
Get knocked up.
No. What do you mean? I'll be on the news. You're like putting a baby in a microwave.
No,
or
you
something.
Won't.
No, come on.
Come on.
I
let's,
think
let's
you'd be a good mom.
You're the motherly instinct.
You do?
Well, you'd definitely be able to feed the kid.
Could you imagine if I was pregnant how big my boobs would get?
I think at that point you might as well just let them out.
Ew.
Well, you're pregnant.
That would probably be so gross.
Fucking mosquito flying around his mother.
A mosquito?
Yeah. Go back to talking about Missy's boobs. What happened?
Creeper.
That kid will be eating until he's 8.
I know. God, that probably would hurt so bad.
It yeah.
Your nipples
boobs.
Would be raw.
They'd be raw. I'd have to put cabbage
sagging.
On them.
They sag.
Raw.
Yeah, they put cabbage on.
You put
on.
Cabbage on.
You put condiments on your nipples?
Yeah. You put cabbage.
Ketchup and mustard on that bitch.
A couple onion rings on there. What the fuck?
Sucks
titty
up.
Titty burgers.
It makes it dry.
Put some ham on there. Some ham and cabbage.
Ew.
Ugh.
I would never be able to eat that again. I would smell like cabbage.
Yeah, you know what? Here's another reason why I don't think she'd get knocked up. She can't fucking keep a pet either. She kills them.
Mm. Pets die, man.
Yeah, but
what?
Yeah, but she kills
them. Excuse
her
me?
Didn't you kill your pet?
No.
Didn't you sit on one or suffocate one?
No, someone else killed
them. Oh,
okay.
That's right. Look at her.
Well, that was the ferret, right?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about a ferret? Really?
She does.
Cats and dogs, they're the real
she
pets.
She does. She got a fucking tattoo of it.
She's an idiot.
You know she's right there.
He was like my son. It was the closest thing that I have ever felt to taking care of something.
He was like your son. And didn't you like move out of that place and leave him there?
No. I moved out of my mom's so that I would be able to live with him.
Okay.
You moved out of your mom's to live
with
him.
Because my mom said I couldn't keep him. And I moved out.
Missy's getting teary-eyed.
That's sacrifice, though, if you think about it. Leaving your
see,
mom
you'd
behind.
Be a good mom. Just don't let somebody else kill your kid.
That's one thing he's right about.
Mm-hmm. Miss, are you getting teary-eyed?
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Then Ozzy died. I'm just saying. It seems like things die around you.
The track record is not good.
People, fuck them.
That's different. People
it's
can
people.
Die.
It's people, fuck them. Ozzy died because he had surgery and got an infection.
Then Ozzy died.
I didn't even live with my mom when Ozzy died.
Okay.
Let's go back to the ferret.
I made a mistake.
Why do you want me to cry?
I don't want you to cry.
You're lying. You're staring at me like, cry. I am crying.
Marco's thinking like we have Nielsen ratings. Like people are viewing
it. I got
it.
Questions about the ferret.
It's like Dr. Phil.
What kind of questions you got?
First of all, how long did you have the ferret?
3 years.
Oh. So you did build a... Can you build a relationship with a ferret is what I'm saying?
Yes. I
can't believe you even asked that question.
I mean... Like a dog, a dog will come to you and they.
Oh my god, that's why he was like a dog. It was so weird. No one's ever seen anything like it the way that he was. I took him from someone because they weren't taking care of him right, and I took him and I took him home.
You killed him,
so he was an abused ferret.
Yeah, and I took him and I drove home on the bus with him.
Imagine
like a public transportation bus
back to my home and his. It was in my coat. From Cherry Hill.
Did he poop in your coat?
No. Mm. He just sat there staring at me. He was a baby.
A ferret piss.
He was like...
all over your shirt.
5 months old or something. I took him.
No pellets?
And I told them when I got home.
You told them?
I said, I took him. And they said, okay.
We got Andrew Lease on the line.
Yay!
Andrew!
Missy, you gotta have a kid. I'm telling you, it's gonna give you purpose in life.
Oh God!
Congratulations, Andrew.
Yeah, congratulations. Andrew, congrats, brother.
Thanks, man. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. Missy, I'm telling you, before that thing dries up, you gotta have a kid. I'm telling you, it's gonna give you a fucking purpose.
I don't think I'm meant to be a parent, Andrew.
Of course you are. Look at those fucking milk jugs. You carry
Oh my
She's
God.
Looking. We're all looking, Angie. Stop the show with that one.
You're right.
I almost got hit with a button.
I know you guys are looking. I know you horny motherfuckers are looking. Yeah, Mitchie, I'm telling you, you're talking to somebody who for 36 years has loved nothing but the sound of his own goddamn voice, and now I'm a changed man.
Are you really, dude? Is this the new Andrew Lisa we're listening to?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
I was worried
for a
second.
I'll tell you what, though. It is a cool fucking thing, man. It is a pretty goddamn, it is a pretty fucking trippy experience, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah? What's trippy about it?
Dude, a little tiny, helpless fucking human being that is 100% under your command and your protection, and all you think is about the fucking fern plants that you couldn't keep alive and shit.
That's kind of like the point we were getting at over here.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm already thinking to the future. I know Missy busted my balls about this when she found out Robin was pregnant, and I thought she was joking, but now she's serious. You know, the kid, when I was changing its diaper the other day, the kid shit and pissed and sneezed and hiccup at the exact same time, and all I could think was, I hope you do that on your first date.
That sounds like me watching a football game, eating pizza.
You just you just think about all the filthy fucking things you did to every girl in your life. You think of every horrible fucking lie you told.
Jesus, I didn't realize it was that deep.
It's pretty deep.
Wait, that's fucked up.
Wait till the kid.
I don't think, Marco, you thought that shit.
What?
Once you had a kid, like all the terrible things you've
done. No,
that's because you didn't have a girl.
Right, so, yeah.
Well, he's going to be gay anyways.
I'm going to have bang Andrew's baby.
Oh,
they're going to hook up.
There you go, Andrew. There's your first date. Marco's kid.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sending him to California.
Are you coming back soon, bro?
Yeah, man. I mean, definitely, for sure. This was always a temporary excursion. I've been here for about a year and a half, and it was just for the last 9 months. I'm fucking living with a crazy woman who looks like she swallowed a basketball, and I'm just trying to get that out of the way. But yeah, now that this kid is real, I don't want to raise it fucking out here with these people.
Yeah.
These people.
Well, really, it's the land of Drew Barrymore. If you're raising a little girl out here, by the time she's 13, she's standing on the corner of the Hollywood and Vine snorting crystal off the end of a switchblade.
Ah, the Hollywood dream.
Yeah, I gotta take her to a wholesome East Coast town like Runnymede.
Yes.
Where she won't learn to count to five until she's 17.
No.
You know what, man? You know what you guys remind me of? When Missy was talking about how she paints and you guys were busting her balls. Yeah, I hate to make a Titanic reference because I deserve to get my fucking ass busted for that, but I'm going to make a Titanic reference. When the snooty fucking evil character played by Billy Zane was holding some painting and he's like, yeah, it's by some guy named Picasso. He'll never amount to shit.
Yeah,
Missy turned out to be some fucking groundbreaking artist.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because it takes that kind of a person to be one. Like, yeah, special, you know. Missy. Missy's looking at me with fucking fire beam eyes.
What's the book called? Is it Secrets? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Secrets.
And it's the whole
Or The Secret.
Like,
The Secret.
The Secret.
The secret, like you will it, like you kind of, you have positive thinking, you will.
The law of attraction.
It's happening. Wait, what?
It's called the law of attraction.
Yeah. My thing, my thing with that is, and I want to believe that, and there is something to positive thinking, but a million people died just last year, just in Africa, of just malaria. You know what I mean? They willed, they wanted to live, they willed positive thoughts. They just didn't have fucking clean water. You know what I mean? They just didn't have clean water, and they didn't have food, and they had fucking rebels running around chopping their arms off with machetes. There was just nothing they could do. You know, some people are just fucked, and some people are just lucky, don't you think?
Kind of.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Andrew? The people you're describing, I don't think they were willing anything. I think they were just putting all their hope in God, a false prophet.
The people he's describing didn't read The Secret, so how would they know?
Unless somebody caught it on some bamboo.
The one copy of The Secret in Africa has flies buzzing around it.
Because, and a lot of dead ones stuck to it, too, from smacking all the kids in the face with it, trying to kill those flies.
The one copy of The Secret has a missing clitoris.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus. I love how it goes to general mutilation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, you know, I mean, that's one way to make sure that your girl will never turn into a whore. You cut off the fun part of her pussy at birth. What the fuck?
What could she be at that point if you cut off the front part of her pussy? Honestly. I mean, does...
Yeah. Either African or Amish, that's it.
Well, the Amish girls are whores. They fuck all the time. They just fuck the same guy. They fuck the same guy. But that's all they do, Andrew. Yeah. When they're not fucking, you know, what is it, making butter or whatever the fuck they do. Yeah. They fuck. That's all they do. They have like 10, 11 kids, those fucking people.
They go behind some fucking like mill, some like fucking thrashing mill, and some guy named Joseph with an F on the end just buried the beard into her neck. And fucking two guys, two guys both named Malachi are just fucking double teaming her, and her bush looks exactly like their face.
As long as it doesn't have those curls coming out of the hats, like the Hasidic Jews.
Yeah, those fucking Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
With the curly fry sideburns. Yeah, and they rock the fucking Harrison Ford Witten's hat. They definitely do.
Yeah. Ezekiel.
And, I love, you know, when I lived in an area of New York where those fucking medieval freaks were kind of always wandering around, you know, in groups of like three or four, just looking creepy as fuck. Just looking like they were running from the Pope in 1300, you know what I mean? They're such fucking hypocrites. They have the big medieval hat, the big medieval cape, the medieval clothing, the medieval curly things. But then have you ever seen one of those Jew assholes that didn't have a fucking BlackBerry stuck to his ear?
A walking contradiction.
Wait, what?
I said they're like a walking contradiction. They don't believe in technology, but now they're using it.
Yeah, until it's fucking shocking. A religious person who's religious when it's convenient for them. Never thought I would fucking hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I got to fucking go spend 6 hours trying to fucking tie a squirming human being into a goddamn car seat. It's so fucking hard.
Just think, Andrew, she's going to repay the favor when you're 80 years old and you're fucking Alzheimer's and fucking Parkinson's, and she tries to get you out of the wheelchair.
I guess. I fucking hope I don't live. I just hope I die first and leave my chick alone with this nightmare.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Because chances are, if I'm the one bringing her up, the kid's not going to have enough money to put me in any kind of real home, and I'll be in some fucking state-run home with some Jamaican fucking mammy just burning me with cigarettes and just holding my
Oh.
It's fucking, I hate to be a blowhard and do the fucking thing with, you know, these kids these days, but, you know, it's good. I want everything to be safe. I don't want the kid to die. I'm glad things are getting safer. The car seat is great, but when I was born, my fucking, first of all, they dumped you out of the hospital right away. My mom wheeled out in a wheelchair. She jumped in shotgun riding the passenger seat of a Buick. My dad was driving the Buick with fucking wood grain on the side, and I don't know if it had seatbelts. If it had fucking seatbelts, I never saw a human being wearing one. Plopped me on my mom's lap in shotgun with no seatbelt. My dad drove off. My mom cracked the window and lit a fucking Newport.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's how the parents did it back in the day. It was no different with my mom and dad. They did the same fucking thing. If they had to take me anywhere, even as an infant, there was no baby seat. They fucking mom holds you.
Your mom holds you in shotgun. And it is kind of a fucking improvement. I mean, if you were driving down the street and you were at a red light and you looked over and saw a woman, I remember my mom cracking the fucking window just the tiniest little bit because she hates being cold, but she used to chain smoke, you know? So the tiniest crack window, if you looked over and saw a woman with a fucking baby and a lit cigarette and a closed window car, you'd be like, God damn, what the fuck?
Called Dyfus.
You know?
That's called old school.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom was smoking while she was pregnant.
Probably.
Yeah, I think she was. And drinking.
That explains it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't have the... Actually, I need to drink more alcohol.
I'm fucking talking about how dangerous things were back then. Meanwhile, the only time I've ever driven with this kid in the car, I fucking sent a picture message or via text while I was driving.
Oh, man.
That's good planning.
I made a Vine video while I was driving.
Dad of the year. Father of the year.
He's tweeting.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It ain't easy. But it's also not that fucking hard. People, it's a very first world, kind of white middle class thing where people, they ham up how difficult parenthood is. You know, they ham up just to make it feel like it's some fucking accomplishment. can you believe it? I kept a kid alive. Like, you know, I mean... People do it in India with a fucking malaria water and $1 a month. Like, it's the stupidest people I've ever known in my life have managed to keep a kid alive. It can't be that fucking hard.
So what you're saying is Missy can have a kid.
I think Missy would be a fucking wonderful mother. I really, really do. I'm not just kissing ass. I really think that because she's a really good... You can tell the way she talks to you guys. She has a very strong maternal... kind of instinct, but she also doesn't take any shit. Like, she's not the type of person that's going to be trifled with, you know, and you need both, I think, to be a good mother.
Thank you.
I believe that second part. That first part, I didn't see it. One maternal thing. I think Andrew's listening to another podcast.
I would just hate to see those cans get ruined after one or two.
Dude, if it's not going to be a kid... If it's not going to be a kid that's going to ruin him, it's going to be age that's going to ruin him. So it doesn't matter either way.
Did you say age or AIDS?
Age.
Okay, AIDS would be the third thing. I said AIDS.
By the way, Bob, I know you, but even if fucking listeners can't hear, you can tell you're overweight because the first short-term realistic goal that popped into your mind was to buy the right pudding.
You know what's funny, Andrew? I got to give you credit because I swear I think either Chris is tired because normally that's something he would say, and he just like didn't say a word. I was even looking at him when I said it, and I got no reaction. I'm like, wow, fat joke right there waiting for you. Nobody took it.
I'm just sick of hearing your voice. I probably wasn't paying attention.
All right, guys. Well, that's it. I wanted to chime in my two cents. I'm going to go try to fucking keep a human. But it's just they fucking lie. It's really not that hard. Yeah, you don't get a lot of sleep, but for the first 6 months, the food goes in one end and comes out the other. That's all there is. You just keep it alive and try not to fucking shake it to death.
That's great advice.
You know, that's all there is. All right, guys, have a great rest of the show. You know, fucking, Missy, keep your chin up. You're on the right track, sister. I'm telling you, have a kid. It's going to be great.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Andrew.
Okay, guys, later on.
Later, bro. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Slant-eyed cocksuckers.
Sounds good.
He's right. They don't let you leave hospitals without, a car seat. Two, they inspect the car seat.
A, two.
Yeah.
Stupid ass motherfucker. Dumb fuck.
B.
And 3A.
I was outlining.
Chapter 1, Section 7, point B. Point.
Don't be stupid.
Fucker.
See, miss, you can be a mom now.
Why? Because Andrew Lisa said
well, that
so.
And the fact that you sacrificed for your ferret.
I did.
Yeah. I was still when Andrew called, I was still like kind of thrown by the whole, you know, how do you get an abused ferret? Like, I never saw that in the commercials in the middle of the night.
No, I think abused meaning they probably didn't.
They always show, like, a cat with one ear, and then they'll show, like, a dog that's burned.
They didn't take care of it.
What's that?
They got it free because one of our friends used to work at a pet store. And then she just gave it to them, and they were like, cool, ferret, like, we're, you know, 18 years old or whatever.
Right.
And then they just kind of kept it in the back room. And it, like, there wasn't any light. It was in a basement. It was damp.
So it wasn't abused, it was just...
It was neglected. It was neglected. It wasn't abused.
I know what you're looking for.
I know what you're looking for, too.
I was looking for it. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
And Angel. That is Angel. A lose.
Angel.
Oh, you know
so.
It?
I think so, yeah.
In the arms of an angel.
There it is.
That's it.
Oh, I hate it.
Chris, do you have any ferret noises?
Shit.
For only 4 cents a day, you can have an abused, fucked up ferret that you can kill on your own.
You'll be able to provide cornmeal with maggots for it.
Oh, you could tuck him into your little coat and drive him home on public transportation.
Have you ever wanted to own a pet that smells like urine 24 hours a day? Here's your chance. Please give.
Oh. You guys are fucked up.
Then Ozzy died.
Turn it off.
What's the ferret's name?
Lucifer.
That's right.
And I'm playing a song called Angel.
He's the sweetest.
For only 6 cents a day, you can help baby Lucifer get him out of the damp, dark basement.
How was he abused?
He wasn't abused, he was neglected.
How was he neglected?
Because they didn't take care of him. He's in a cage.
They never petted him.
What the fuck?
They never showed him any love.
Yeah, but
you think he's supposed to have his own bedroom?
Like no, they didn't clean his cage, like things like that.
There were no wood chips in his cage.
No, like he was like covered in shit and stuff.
That's his own fucking fault.
Yeah, but you can train them. I did.
You shouldn't be such a slob.
But I trained him.
How'd you train? Would he go to the bathroom?
He went in a litter box.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You sure it wasn't an unsafe cat?
No, man. I trained him to get in a litter box.
You should have trained him to yell when somebody sat on him.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody sat on him.
I thought somebody sat on him.
Somebody closed a couch on him.
Oh. Holy shit. Oh, I knew that. Holy crap. I thought somebody sat on
this
me.
Fucking couch won't fucking close.
And you actually saw it? Like, you actually...
I found him.
You couldn't kind of. So he was lost?
Yeah, I couldn't find him.
And then you opened the, you opened the couch, and he just fell out like rock hard, like stiff.
No, he... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Did you have a shortcut name, like a nickname, Louie? Did you call him Louis?
I always called him Lucifer.
Really?
He knew his name.
Did you bury him? You buried him in the backyard?
Mm-hmm. In my mom's.
You go sit, talk to him once in a while? You go see him?
All the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You tell him your problems?
Yeah.
You tell him what's going on in the world?
Are you really doing this to her?
No, I'm saying.
You're a
questions.
Fucking horrible human being. Stop. You know that?
All right, let's everybody just calm the fuck down.
I was asking questions. Listen, I have two dogs. If one of my dogs died, I'd fucking be in her position right now. I'd be crying my ass off if my dogs died.
I really hope you fucking get Lou Gehrig's disease.
Let's move on from the animals. Yeah, let me tell you something, dude. It's not good to lose one.
You're a real piece of shit.
I was just asking. I was following along. I'm the piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.
You were trying.
No, I wasn't.
And you succeeded. Good job.
I wasn't trying. I was just asking. I was not. I was not. I wouldn't. I don't want to see anybody cry. Come on, that's crazy.
Come on, dude.
What?
It's good radio. You know that shit.
Come on. No, if she's going to be mad about it, it's not worth it.
She's not mad. She's upset.
I know.
She's upset.
Man.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Nah, that's it. Come on.
Oh, poor you.
You say nothing.
Oh, poor you.
You guys bust my balls. Yeah.
Let her step outside for a little bit.
Yeah. Let her gather her senses.
No, I hope she doesn't think I was kicking her out. I was just like,
yeah, go take a minute. Gee, I was going to say, can we have some music? Go to break.
Yeah, you want to play the Sarah McLachlan song again?
Yeah, I'm the asshole.
Well, it was funny because Chris was doing a fucking ferret commercial. You were the one who were getting deep. You were probing her with actual questions. We were having fun. And you were like, do you talk to it?
Yeah, I was.
Do you go out and tell its problems in the world?
Yeah.
Marco, come on. You know who you're talking to?
You're right. I shouldn't really know the audience.
Not the audience. The fucking person you're interviewing.
Yeah.
Jesus, is this fucking necessary?
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. I'm back on the shit list.
Marco! Marco! Marco!
Man.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? I didn't want to make you cry like that.
Look, man.
Marco, how you doing in there?
Where's that from?
I don't know. It's Christopher Walken saying that. Nah. So that's pretty.
Ah, shit. Well. Oh, man. I don't even know where to go. I don't even know where to go from here.
Do you think Andrew's daughter's going to get his eyebrows?
as long as she doesn't get his epic beard.
There's coke problem.
Jesus Christ. God damn. Way to segue, dude. Kudos. I don't know, man. That's a good question. I don't know. That's...
Could you imagine what they're going to charge her for fucking... When she gets older, she's got to get her eyebrows done and shit.
$487.
Hold on. Time out. Because is it his eyebrows? Is it just the fact that his hairline's low? Or, like, you know.
I think he's got a unibrow. I think.
No, he doesn't.
No?
No. Now he's fucking Sesame Street character. No, he doesn't have a unibrow.
He's that blue bird.
No, he's got a fucking, doesn't he have like a real low hairline? It's like close to his eyebrows.
I don't know. You gotta look at a picture.
Yeah, he always had like, he's kind of like the Geico baby. We love you, Drew. I'm just saying, you know, pointing out the obvious here, dude. You're the one who's trying to close off your face with air. I don't remember if he had bushy eyebrows. I just don't recall.
I'm pretty sure they're worse than mine.
I don't know, dude. I never, like, looked at both of yours at the same time, so which one's worse?
We have a brow off.
We should do
we have a brow off. I don't know. I can give you a run for your money, Chris, I think. When I look at
your brows?
Yeah, I got some fucking bushy ones.
The only spot on your face you can grow hair.
You're fucking right, Chris.
He's got a low fucking hairline, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. My shit's...
So when I start fucking receding, it'll start looking normal.
No, you're not going to recede.
I don't think you will.
Really?
You're going to be one of those 80-year-old Italian guys with a fucking full head of hair that want to punch in the face.
Like my dad? Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might be getting a little bald spot in the back. Like, not a big bald spot, like a...
Thinning?
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I wear hats a lot. I don't know if that helps.
You know what? I heard that whole thing is bullshit. That whole if you wear hats all the time.
Is it?
Yeah, I hear it's bullshit.
Like,
I think
it kills that.
I think that all comes down to genetics. You know, you got your mom's side of family, your dad's side of family. Obviously, your dad's bald.
He shaves his shit, but he was bald.
Yeah, but you could tell even when his hair was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, your mom's not bald.
At least Chris?
Downstairs she is. But
that's why I went to cry deferred.
Yeah, like, see, I got after my mom's side of family. Like, all the men in her side of family go bald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they have receding hairlines. I don't have a bald spot on the top of my head, thank God. But, you know, my hair is thinning in the front. On my dad's side, which my brother got, he's fucking blessed. You don't ever have to worry about shit again. So my dad's fucking, my dad will be 70 or 69 next Monday, and he's fucking, he's got like more hair than I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Fat and bald.
It's not fucking good. But listen, dude, I mean, there's people that, man, there were people losing hair in high school when we were in high school.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, consider yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, consider yourself lucky.
No, I mean, I could still pull off a fucking hairstyle if I had to, but, you know, whatever. I'm not, you know, if I go bald, I'm just going to shave it. That's it. Like everybody else does.
Yeah, I'm kind of at the point where I just don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah, if I go bald, I go bald.
Gave up on life.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't blame you.
No, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it.
It's a fucking pain in the ass to fucking keep that shit up.
Chris, you shave. I mean, you're used to that, right? I mean, you can shave your head, and it looks like I'm not used to you with hair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can go around with your bald head. You look fine. I can't go around.
My
with
thing
a fucking
is though,
bald
it,
head.
I know.
Yeah, you would look weird.
I know what it's like for Chris. Like for instance, to shave your head to keep like a shaved head all the time. People think, oh, it's no big deal. You have no hair. No, but shaving your head is not the fucking easiest thing to do in the world. Because you got to get back there and make sure you don't miss any spots.
Right.
You don't want a fucking line of stubble, right, like tiger stripes in the back of your fucking head.
It's high maintenance, too.
Yeah, it's very high maintenance.
Yeah, right? It takes a while. It doesn't take like 5 fucking minutes.
How often do you have to like bick it, Chris?
I was doing it every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah.
When do you have time for that?
It was just part of routine when I got up in the morning.
Oh, okay. So you just add it to your routine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it's a lot of work.
It is.
That's all.
How the hell did this happen?
What?
How did we get on this subject? I was going for like 5 minutes.
I don't know. Oh.
Okay. So Andrew's eyebrows.
Oh.
And then
Andrew
we went to
has glorious hair all over.
Do you remember his eyebrows?
Yeah. He has a thick set of eyebrows.
Andrew looks like the. Do you ever see American Werewolf in London?
Yeah.
You see when he changed for the first time?
Yeah.
Right before he completely became werewolf, he's like that last stage before.
Before.
That's
wolf.
Andrew. Yeah. Like he's almost like Teen Wolf. Like I can almost see hair coming out of his sleeves.
Andrew is hairy. So then you guys got into grooming habits?
I don't even know where we
came the man show. When
would
you
rather us go back to where we were?
No.
No.
There you go.
No.
Sorry about that, buddy.
So suck a dick!
I blame Sarah McLachlan. Dick.
Oh. Oh my god.
So, you shave your head every day.
I'm actually jealous. I would like to actually leave for a little bit and have a cigarette too.
Just cry.
Wah. I'm fat. Wah. Wah. Wah.
You guys are such dicks.
Marco, make him cry. You're good at
it.
Come on.
Make me cry.
I'll probe you a little bit there.
Well, with what? Probe me.
Yeah, probe you.
I just said, he said, make me cry.
All right,
I
accept what you want. Make me cry.
That's funny.
You weirdo fuck.
Wow.
It ain't the first time my neighbor's seen a girl leave my house crying.
Won't be the last.
Probably call the cops. What the fuck's going on in that house?
I know, I was like pacing out there too. That probably didn't look good. Like walking back and forth.
People, like the neighbors across the street, probably, that poor girl has OCD.
She's not stepping on any cracks.
Is she crying? Chris must have fucked that one in the ass too. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, we said open your mind, not your anus. We didn't know where to go from there.
Yeah, it kind of got.
It sounds.
I was just like, I was awkward. Thinking, you know what? Go have a smoke. You
thank
know,
you.
Because what the fuck are you going to do here? Because
I felt like I was going to hyperventilate. My heart was like beating out of my chest.
Because he was like, well, you know, cause immediately was like, well, wait a minute. I didn't mean to, like, you know. And we're fucking hanging it all. Like, you fucking asshole. You had to go there, didn't you? You fucking jerk off.
No soundboard coming from me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So it was Sarah McLachlan that set you off?
It was all of it.
It was a combination.
It was everything.
Yeah, because he tried to blame it on me. He's like, you're the one playing Sarah McLachlan. I was like, yeah, but you're the one asking personal fucking questions.
No,
like,
it was the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just, sometimes I could talk about it and I'm okay, and other times it upsets me. I don't know why.
Today's not one of those days.
Yeah, apparently. It's been so long since he's been dead, too.
Right.
Must be on the rag.
Well, why don't you cry?
I am.
I thought I smelled rusty pennies. I knew it.
I had my period, so.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Extra emotional.
Sorry.
Great.
Girls.
I would have rather bled on the seat. Go into a fit.
Fucking doing a show with a woman's tough.
Sorry.
See, remember we were talking earlier about the whole hormone thing?
There you go.
Yeah.
And the drama. Well, there you go. If you talk to me about the cat that died in my life, I'm not going to sit here and start crying about it.
It was like tragic, though. You know what I mean?
See, that's the other thing. Again, that's the other thing. You got graphic. You were like, was it hard when you found it? Like, you were bringing the crime scene back to life.
I want to know. That's all.
We've talked about this before, and she's been fine.
Yeah, sometimes I'm
not
fine.
Not this detailed with Sarah McLachlan playing in the...
This fucking Sarah McLachlan. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, when Marco started grilling her with the questions, I was going to do this. But I could tell it was coming. I felt really bad for her.
Because earlier I started to tear up, and then it went away.
Yeah, because you kept... Are you getting upset? Are you about to cry?
Fucking asshole.
He swears he doesn't want you to cry. But,
but he's dead staring me in my eyes. You going to cry, miss? You going to cry?
I know you're going to cry. Did I say, are you going to cry?
Yeah.
Or are you? I asked if she was crying.
Are you crying? Are you tearing up?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
You'll hear it on the playback.
I thought it was funny. We're not on video.
I know, but that's remember listen. I said that. It's like Nielsen ratings because you lit up like a Christmas tree. Notice he took over the conversation.
He did.
Marco became the fucking question asker. He was like, so, you know, like he just went rapid fire question. I sat back and I was like, all right.
When it comes to shit like that, like I'll ask my sister.
Yeah, making other people miserable.
His boy Bobby Kelly calls in. He doesn't have a single question for him. Missy's on the verge of crying. He's right there.
Gives a fuck about Bobby Kelly. This is more interesting than Bobby Kelly. I mean, you know what I mean?
I'm just surprised she's been here 3 years and this is the first time we made her cry.
No,
on the air.
Cried on the air though, did I?
You've teared up before, but you didn't, like, lose it. No. I mean, you lost it.
I was sad.
Yeah. You got to let us know
people
when you're
the sniffles.
I know.
Why?
Okay. Never mind.
You got to give people listening to visual, so you got to, you know.
Yes, visual.
Visuals. What are they going to think of if they know she's ragging?
No, not because of the rag.
Tampon crying.
What the fuck?
Go to the fridge. Grab your tuna fish.
There you go.
And nothing's worse when you're like on the verge of crying and then someone says, are you going to cry? And you're like, no. I stopped answering the questions realistically. I'm just like, yeah, no, yes,
when you walked outside, was it like a...
What? Like, oh, my God.
You could see it. You could see it.
By the time I got to the stairs.
Yeah.
Waterworks.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's all good. It was bound to happen. I'm glad it was like that.
You had a good cry.
Yes. It felt good to get it out.
I bet it did.
When I was out there, I was like, fucking, that felt good, though.
You're welcome.
Now you take credit for it.
You are welcome. No, it's good.
Thank you, Jerks and Sarah McLachlan. Combination of both.
I was like, oh shit. I was actually thinking about it. I was like, maybe we should just stop.
I was thinking maybe you should play a song or something while we just.
Well, I was going to say something before she started crying. I was about to say, You remember the good old days when we used to take commercial breaks?
Ah, there you go.
Because I was thinking about, you know, maybe we should just take a break and maybe go have a smoke.
Yeah.
Everybody calm the fuck down. You know what I mean?
And nah, that's bullshit.
And then when you left, I was thinking, I really wish we had a commercial break because I wanted a cigarette more than you did.
Because
I was like, I just want one. I keep picking up my fucking cigarettes.
I know.
Like
I keep watching you and I'm like, is he going to light it? Because I'm going to.
I'll throw you both out the fucking window.
I know. Chris and his rules.
Don't talk crazy.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it was funny though. As soon as you walked out the door, we were like,
"Yeah, it got awkwardly quiet."
Yeah, it was real like quiet.
And then who brought up the eyebrow? The Andrew's eyebrow?
You
was
didn't.
Like, you didn't.
No,
me.
Chris. No, one of you did. It was like just an awkward transition into something else.
It was nice to hear from Andrew.
It was.
It's been a while.
It's been a really long time, and he was like almost every week calling in.
Yeah, I know. It's been awkward. Well, see, that's what happens, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's busy. He's
well, not only that, when we don't have a full show, what's the point of calling in?
Oh, shut up.
Now we're going to cry about something else.
Right? No, I think August is going to be the month of full shows. And there's like...
We got one more
one more Thursday.
Yeah, we got one more. Yeah, so that's good. September, we're back to two shows
now
a month.
Now I'm not taking off anymore, I told you. I already told everybody. I made a Google Calendar where people can like I could share with people, and I put jerks every Thursday.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw. Oh well, that ensures she's going
to
show up.
Well, no, so nobody asks me to do anything anymore, so there's no temptation.
Your friends check your Google Calendar before they ask you to do something.
Some do.
No, they don't.
Like you're that fucking busy that they have to check a calendar.
Dude, I mean, me and really Kim share a calendar.
You share a calendar?
Like I look at her calendar, she looks at my calendar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My Bethel. It's a little different.
I guess so.
Talk to her every day.
I saw that you put something on Facebook about Hoodie Allen concert. Are you going to another concert?
Yeah, I'm going to a Hoodie Allen concert in November. Right before Thanksgiving or something.
Interesting.
I'm very excited for it.
Mm.
Which Thursday is it?
It's not a Thursday. And Thursday doesn't matter. Thursday's out of my mind. I do nothing. I look at it now like I'm working on Thursdays. Look at that.
Whoa. What the fuck? That's different.
Well,
where?
You and 20 other people enjoy the concert.
Sells that shit out.
Where's it at?
Electric Factory.
Oh.
The basement.
He sells that shit out. Where's that? His backyard.
The living room.
He's famous.
He is? I never heard of him.
Well, I mean, he's like younger crowd.
Like what, toddlers? Because I've never...
No, like, you know...
I know that younger crowd... When you say younger crowd and you talk about music, I know there's Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
There's...
It's older than
What is it, like 16 different female singers?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga and fucking whatever.
Katy Perry.
Right, so that's when you say younger, that's what I think. But Hoodie Allen doesn't fall in
no,
there.
like early 20s, mid-20s, that area.
Chitty Bang, is that the name of the group? Chitty, you ever hear that group?
I love Chitty Bang.
The fuck are you people talking about?
Chitty Bang. It's some crazy shit. I don't
it's
even
good.
Know.
It's good, I saw him before, he was good.
It's two people, isn't it? A white dude and a black dude. I only heard him because I watched that Daryl Hall show where they go to his house and they do songs and shit in his cabin.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of these fucking two dudes. One's a rapper, one's just a producer. And he did songs with them, like Hall & Oates songs and their songs. I never heard of them before. I don't really.
I like how you crowbarred.
Hoodie Allen did a song with Chitty.
Good job.
Boo.
Getting Hall & Oates in there.
Yeah, well, that's where I heard it. That's where I first heard a Chitty Bang.
No, I'm just saying, thank you for talking about something I actually do enjoy.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Hoodie Allen did a song.
Hoodie Bang and Chili Allen.
Oh, they did do a song. Yeah. Oh, that's why he... I was wondering why he would have such a no-name group on there. That's all.
Oh, okay.
No one gives a fuck.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hoodie Allen and Chitty Bang.
Yeah.
Groups that you'll never hear of.
Yeah, Hoodie Bang and Chitty Allen.
Shitty Allen.
And Titty Bang.
In September, I do have some really good concerts lined up, though.
Lies.
Hailstorm, STP with Chester, Fall Out Boy, Arctic Monkeys.
All right, he's lost. The Arctic Monkeys.
I think there's a few more. I think September's going to be really, like, crazy.
That's cool. All I care about right now is football season.
Mm.
And that's starting.
Yes, it's just about upon us.
Very
Thank
shortly.
God.
Fantasy football starts this weekend.
Did you pick your team?
Yeah.
You already did it?
No, we're going to.
You do it this weekend?
This weekend, okay. Then the following weekend.
And then it's football season?
Pretty much. What is it, the 8th?
Wow.
What's the first game?
Is it a Saturday?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
5th.
Yeah.
Wait, 6th.
Whatever. It's the first week.
Pull out your Google Calendar and look it up.
Pull out your cock and balls. Pull out your cock and balls for mama.
Yeah, I think we should take that Thursday off.
What Thursday? Next Thursday?
The first week of football.
Oh, the first week of football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys do what you want. I'll be downstairs on the couch watching the game.
I really don't care. We don't have to fucking do the show. I don't really care. It is.
Yeah, it's the 5th.
And it's
do you have anything planned that night?
Mm-mm.
Playing something.
Okay.
I thought you had the jerks on every Thursday night.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, then you have something planned.
You were saying that we weren't going to have it, you asshole.
Check your Biffle's calendar. Maybe she has something scheduled for you guys.
No, she knows not to.
Oh.
Not like that. She just knows I do. She does want to come on, though.
Bring her on.
I told her.
It's kind of fucking strange that they share a calendar.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why your two friends need to share a fucking calendar?
Because we're
been
busy.
Been talking to for 3 fucking years.
Well, one, they're just
yeah, she's a weirdo. I didn't know the friend was a fucking weirdo, too.
She's Chris, not a
they
weirdo.
They hang in packs.
You a weirdo fuck.
They hang in packs. That's what they do.
No, there's always one dumb one in the group.
I guess that's me.
I didn't say that.
We haven't met anybody else.
It's probably me.
I don't know.
Oh, poor you.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Oh, fuck you. God damn it. Are you guys going to, like, make that a soundbite to me crying?
No.
Okay.
No.
Of course not. We would never do anything like that.
We're going to make it a song. We're going to play Sarah McLachlan with you sniffling.
Oh, yeah. I didn't cry. I just sniffled.
Yeah, you sniffled.
Could you tell I was crying from the sniffles or just...
No, just by the table shaking. Your titties were hitting it. And you were bouncing up and down.
Oh, you guys.
I'm playing. Well, yeah, I could tell because you were like... And your face was all red and I'm like, oh, God. I feel like I just saw a train wreck. I was just like, oh, God. I'm looking, but I'm looking away. You know what's funny? I didn't even know how to handle that situation, so I pick up my cigarettes, right? This is my thought. Pick up my cigarettes, and I'm ready to throw it at you. I was actually ready to throw it at you, like, go have a cigarette. Like, almost like kicking a person while they're down, like, here, get the fuck out of here.
That's so fun.
Why don't you go outside and cry, you fucking baby?
Oh, my God.
Christ.
Special place in hell for all three of you.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
That's so true. That's awkward moment number 2. Thank you, Missy.
Yeah.
Wait, what was number 1?
I'm 2 minutes from leaving.
Oh, I'm 2 minutes from leaving.
How can I forget?
I'm just a mess.
Oh, man. That shit was fucking funny.
I cannot wait to go back and listen. What? That train
listen
wreck.
To you torture me, essentially, because that's
you
what
out
you
of
did.
Your fucking mind.
Pretty much.
Marco masochist.
I just
see. That's I why say. I know. That's why I know he wanted her to cry.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he tortured her. I would say he did a great fucking job.
Better comp, thank you,
Air pound.
Nah, I mean, I don't want to see Missy hurt like that.
You're so full of shit.
You know what? Even though you might be sincere, it doesn't
sincere.
Come out sincere. Call me crazy, but it doesn't.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I guess the best way, you don't want to see her hurt as in, like, you don't want anything really bad to happen to her. But that already happened, so you want to make her cry about it. I get it. It's good for the show.
And not only that.
I mean, her not crying wasn't going to bring Lucifer back.
No, it's
so
just
make her cry.
Sad. You said before that you wanted me to cry on the show. You have. That's why I knew. And I was like, he's winning now. Like, in my head, I'm like, fuck, he's going to get me to do it, that bastard. And you won.
Just a cherry on top.
You won. She's like conceding. You won.
It was like we were building a sundae, you know?
Now you don't ever have to worry about doing it again because you did it. Got it out of your system. Now we got to move on.
Now we got to get you angry.
I've been angry, I feel.
Yeah, you just got 2 seconds from leaving.
Yeah.
That wasn't angry.
That wasn't that was
fed up.
That was just...
It's just you being a cunt.
Kind of. I was being a cunt.
Her just being fed up.
You sick cunt.
Man. I really can't wait to hear that. Maybe we'll do. Maybe we'll put together a song.
You will, I'm sure.
I will. I will. I'm back on Missy's shit list.
You never left it.
Don't get comfy. I'm biting your balls.
It's all gravy.
You little hoe.
Virtual pound.
Virtual pound. I feel a little bad, though. I ain't gonna lie. I feel a little bad.
You have a humongous smile on your face. Like, you're like, I feel bad. Like, is that how you deal with
women? She's a malignant cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I just say that you're all fucking crazy.
Yeah, we are.
What are you
all
crying
crazy
for?
Cause, man, we're hormonal and shit.
I didn't know you were fucking ragging. Imagine if you were pregnant.
Exactly.
You would took out a gun and shot.
I would have just fucking gone weird.
Mm-hmm.
So
sorry. If you're mad, I'm sorry.
I'm not mad.
I don't really mean it, but I'm sorry.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Don't apologize. You did a good thing.
Thank you, Chris.
I hate all of you.
What kind of a man are you? Who are you?
Did you hear that hard right in her hepatitis?
Where do you come from?
I think you guys should start fighting.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm like, what?
I had enough fighting with her.
No, I'm
just what does that mean? You've had enough fighting.
And you're ugly.
Lord,
I'm sorry. That shit was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize to me.
Who do I have to apologize to?
Nobody.
Oh.
I'm saying it was uncomfortable. I was like, oh boy.
I can't believe you were going to throw the cigarettes at me.
You know what? It was just
I'm
out
so
of, like,
glad that I looked at you.
Yeah, well, I was trying to, like, I was about to throw them and I put them down. I was like, waving. I was waving at her like.
She couldn't see you through the waves of tears.
Yeah, I know.
Streaming down her face.
And her fucking hand that was covering both eyes.
Yeah.
Lucky you cracked your fingers a little bit, too.
Yeah. But I got pelted with the back of Marlboro.
Oh, Fabio.
Yeah, I was like, just go. I wanted to jump out the window. And then I was like, why do I have to jump out the window?
Get like, I must, the fuck out!
Must leave uncomfortable situation.
I don't know.
You're a sport.
That's what I do. Get over it. Fuck. It's all gravy.
Yes.
Your eyes lit up.
Huh?
Your eyes lit up. You're like, yes.
Gravy. Gravy.
You're a fat fucking disgrace. Fat pig.
All right, let's change the subject.
All right. Please. What do you got?
I don't have shit. I'm asking someone else to change the subject.
I thought you were reading something.
No,
I wasn't reading anything. How about that article I sent you earlier this week?
Oh, yeah, you got it?
I'm trying to pull it up. Yeah, I don't use a laptop anymore, so.
Okay, but you have an iPad.
I do. I don't.
What kind of iPad is it?
One that doesn't work, apparently.
The iPad too bad. Alrighty.
What was it about?
I thought you had it up.
Me?
Yeah, that's right. You know, your shit doesn't. Fuck.
No, my shit works fine. This computer does it, though.
Let's play a little music while we're waiting.
There you go.
Thank you.
Anybody care for some Sarah McLachlan?
No. Don't do it.
I'm not doing it.
I fucking can't find you. I heard it. No, I can't find the article. Fucker. Anyway, some guy killed his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
He gave her a Dutch oven. Yes, you heard right.
Okay, how did she die from it? Do you die from that?
Normally, no. I mean, have you ever given a girl or a guy a Dutch oven?
No, but I know what it is.
When I go to the bathroom, do you guys hear much shit?
Well, she died of...
Sorry, I'm building up for a while. Sorry.
She died of, like, some sort of toxic, I forget what they call it. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ow.
So he gave her a Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just died? She just went to sleep?
She got sick and, she died.
What the fuck was in his fart? Did he eat anything? Is he getting charged with, like, murder?
He's actually going to trial.
It was an accident, though, right?
Onion and ketchup.
I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, fuck. I didn't think of shit.
I would imagine it's an accident. Have you ever heard anybody die?
Yeah, I guess that's manslaughter then, right?
I don't think
it's an accident.
How do you put somebody in jail for killing them by car?
Because it was an accident, but he still killed somebody.
Doesn't matter.
But if you get into a car accident with somebody and kill them, can't they...
Yeah,
charge you with manslaughter?
I like the transition there, going from a Dutch oven to a car accident.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think.
I can see where you're coming from. If you were drunk, they could fucking... Yeah, if you were drunk, they can charge you with something.
So there must have been some foul play.
What is foul, right?
good play.
What'd he do? Eat fucking rat poison and he shit it out? You know...
I don't know. That's bizarre. I wish there was more details.
It's fucking genius, is what it is. He can kill his wife.
Why?
He can have a close encounter of the third kind.
All he did was shit. That's it. I mean, fart.
I'm like, he shit.
All he did was shit.
Maybe he did shit.
He gave her a Pittsburgh platter. That's what this didn't tell you.
Did he give her a Dutch oven on purpose to be funny?
Yeah.
What the fuck? See? How old was she?
It was his grandmother. She was on oxygen.
He connected the oxygen line to his asshole.
Yeah.
How old was she?
She was in her 30s.
That don't make any kinds of sense.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Toxic, what is it? Toxic asphyxiation?
Asphyxiation, yeah.
Huh. Bizarre.
Yeah, I don't buy this story for a second.
It's got to be
well,
something else.
Well, I thought it was one of those fucking onion, like onion type.
I can taste it. I love the onion. Onion and ketchup.
But I went to their homepage, and it's got all legit stories on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Like from the day's news and shit like that.
Huh.
So it's not like it's not an onion type story. He must have ate a bad onion.
What, did you shit yourself or something?
It fucking, yeah.
I've got a turtle head poking out.
What do you have for dinner?
Something gross.
Mexican.
Beets.
Baked and beans. So long, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
Is this a white guy?
Yeah.
This? Only white people would do something like
that.
Yeah, it's so weird. What a weird thing to do.
Dutch oven's funny, but...
Yeah, like the purpose behind it's
but
funny.
But a murdering tool is genius.
It's got to be the first one ever.
Has to be.
Yeah.
But just think about it, though.
What's now, there was like 4 million people that died in an oven, right?
Oh.
It wasn't Dutch, though.
It was German. My bad.
You're close, though, Chris.
I can't believe Jew went there.
Shut up! I'm not Jewish!
Good God.
I think it was 6 million, wasn't it?
Who cares?
It wasn't a pizza oven. It wasn't a Dutch oven. It was a German oven.
Yeah, thanks, Hitler. Now they fucking rule the world. You got them angry. Fuck, man.
They were ruling the world before Hitler, yeah, too.
But he angered them. He awoke the beast.
All right, this is getting really anti-Semitic.
I know.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you!
Yeah, this is really getting bad. We're not anti-Jew, people. I like how I put that, anti-Jew. Anti-Semitic. Anti-Somatoma Satan.
Hold on to your cock when you negotiate with these desert people.
What?
Fucking Uncle June. Yeah, so now when you're with Jesus and he tries to give you a Dutch oven.
He would never do that.
That's true. He probably floats above the covers anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Excuse me, Missy. I got a fart. He just floats out the room.
I find it hard to believe if you guys have actually slept together in the same bed that no farts took place.
We have a bunch.
Huh?
We have a bunch.
Have a bunch of what?
We have slept in the same bed a bunch.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And we never did.
When you're sleeping.
I never heard him fart ever.
And you've never farted while you slept?
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know.
Sure you do. I've woken myself up many times.
I've never woken myself up. Some
thunderous fucking farts. I remember one time, it was at the very beginning of my relationship, and I was sleeping, and all of a sudden, it was like this huge thunderclap.
Like, fuck you, thunder!
Yeah. And I got up, and I look over to see if she was awake. And then I was going to, like, play dead. You know what I mean? Like, act like...
What was that?
I was sitting there. I was like, please, God, don't hear that. And then
now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
And then wonder whether or not it's going to smell real bad.
Oh, it's like, oh, shit. Yeah, I definitely think you've never heard him, but, I mean... When you're sleeping.
When I'm sleeping, anything's possible. I've never woken myself up.
The gloves
up
are
from
off
it.
When you're sleeping.
You can't control it.
Yeah. But I've never woken myself up from a fart.
You let it out.
Was that a fart?
You let one out. You blame the cat. Muffy.
Wow. You blame the cat? What the fuck?
I'm not a cat. I don't shit in a box.
Where's your shit at? He feels a breeze on his lower back.
Yeah. Is the window open?
It's a draft. See, even at this age, farts are still fucking funny. I don't care how old. Farts are great.
You should vine that.
I should what?
Vine a fart.
Vine a fart?
Yeah, but surprise, like, you know, with him, surprise him. Just go, hey, Jesus.
Jesus, fuck!
I don't think he would give a shit.
He wouldn't.
Nah, he wouldn't
if
care.
If he can look over all the flaws and shit.
Yes. I'm so flawful.
You're flawful. You're flawful. You're falafel.
That's what I thought immediately was falafel.
Back to food again. Back to food again. Oh. Falafel. Oh, my Jesus Lord.
Oh, God.
Do you ever crap like when he's in the next room or something? Like,
do I crap?
Oh, take a thump. Yeah, you ever take a thump? And he's like,
I don't think I've ever had to take a shit when I was around him, though.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't live with him. It's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Have you ever left early because you felt one coming on?
No.
See, that's bullshit because I've done that.
One in the chamber. Yeah.
Really?
And you back out slowly. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's funny.
Yeah, man, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be at a bar and the bubble guts will just be fucking
gotta go. Guns are hot.
Yes.
Especially where we used to hang was close to us, so we used to be able to...
The bubble guts are the fucking worst.
What's bubble guts?
When you feel the rumbling, like, in your belly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that only happens when I get sick, though.
What's that?
And
yeah.
It's bad.
Does it happen all the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got a crap on deck that can choke a donkey.
But, like, I can't tell you how many times I would leave, go take a crap,
do you not,
go back.
You guys don't go to... Use public restrooms to take a poop?
I try not
oh,
to.
Oh, God, no.
I try
oh,
not
really?
To.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, no. That's a fucking nightmare.
Because it's disgusting?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Why?
That's a nightmare. I don't even want to think about that.
You've never done it?
Not that I've never done it. I've
sometimes
ruined...
Sometimes you have no choice.
Yeah, okay. But I'll be hovering like a motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What about if you're at work?
No. Knock on wood, it hasn't happened yet.
He has to be at work. Okay. I have to take a shit at work.
I do it work all the time.
Oh, okay.
I do it work all the time. But there's Lysol cleaners. And
there are days when I'm out on the road, like, you know, doing what I do, where you start feeling the bubble guts, and you're like, oh, God. But I carry a bottle of Imodium with me. So if I need it, I got it right there. You know what I mean? I put it in my bag, and I bring it with me when I
Does it work that quick?
Yeah, pretty fast.
Does it really?
For me, it does, yeah.
Jeez.
What do you get it from?
Pharmacy.
No, the bubble guts.
I knew she wasn't asking that.
Do you just get it from eating?
No, like for instance, if you... See, I got to get up
get
super...
Get it from eating Mexican.
I got to get up super early. So, like, my body clock is off. Like, I'm not used to taking a shit at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You know, that's normally when people are, like, halfway through their sleep or towards the end of their... I have to force myself to shit... At fucking 3 a.m. Like, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
When you're not used to it. I normally take a shit like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. So by 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the fucking road, and I got to take a shit. So it's like I need to take a fucking Imodium if I can't go before I leave. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So it sucks.
You got to find a public place like McDonald's or something like that, right?
Fuck no. Yeah. I don't even have time for that.
Sometimes you can't hold in the bubble guts, man.
I know, but that's what I said. I'm lucky so far. Here's the thing. I already have it set up. I have...
You have a bucket?
Well, close. There's like a tote in the back of the truck, and we have weather bags. So I line up the tote with the weather bag. So if I ever have to, I'll just drop one in the fucking tote.
Oh, wow.
Fucking wrap it up and throw it out the door. Like a fucking monkey. Flinging shit.
Hit somebody's fucking windshield with it.
That would be funny.
That would be so gross.
There's shit everywhere.
It just splattered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough for
that's gross.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's certain places that, you know, I go to where it's like, okay, I could probably use the bathroom here, but it's funny. I had to go to a Red Roof Inn, right? And that's when I had a really bad day. It was like, oh God, like I can't leave until I shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the woman behind the counter, I was like, is there a bathroom? Because I figured, you know, it's a fucking hotel or motel or whatever. They got to have bathrooms. So she's like, you can use the one by the office. And I was like,
oh, no.
I was worried because I'm like, even though that bathroom is probably way cleaner than, like, say, the public area bathroom,
yeah.
I was worried because she's the only one there.
Yeah.
So I went in, I turned the faucet on to try to mask the sound. Just dropped heat.
Man.
I lined the fucking toilet seat up with toilet paper. I was like crafting. Like, it was just, you know what I mean? I'm sitting here, I'm like, it just fucking flew right out. Flew right out. And I'm like hurrying the fuck up. And I literally, that might have been the quickest shit I've ever taken in my life. Like 24 seconds. Like, I just pulled my, as soon as I was done wiping everything, pulled my pants out, walked right out, acting like I just, you know.
Was it like
a, still
was it like an Indian-owned type joint?
No. I don't know. It was the woman was African-American.
Okay.
But I'm sure once she walked into that hallway and got a whip. Cause I walked
motherfucker.
You nasty motherfucker. Fucking white boy.
I was saying,
coming in here, dropping logs and shit. Fucking disgusting. White people are gross.
If it was an Indian person, what is that smell? What is that scent? It's heavenly.
It's curry. No. It was just, I had to. I had no choice, man.
Sometimes, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, man, you just can't.
It's like, remember when I had to go to fucking court?
Yeah, that whole court story was. Yeah.
That was the worst day of my fucking life when it came to feces.
Why?
Because that was when I completely demolished an entire stall. Like, have you ever seen the movie Desperado?
Yeah.
You remember they were in the bar, and in order to get to the back room, they had to go in the stall, and what they do is they hit the fucking toilet flusher thing, and it slides over, and there's like a room? Well, you remember that whole stall was just covered in shit?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like when
you
I was
covered
there.
The whole stall in
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, you know why? Because there were pipes above me, and I wouldn't sit on the toilet, and they didn't have any of those paper ass gaskets. So I grabbed the pipes, and I put my feet up on the door, so I was hanging. And I just let it go, and it squirted everywhere.
Ew!
Because I had like 4 cups of coffee. You know, I had to give a deposition for.
Did you clean it?
No, I didn't fucking clean it. Not only that, I didn't realize that there was no fucking toilet paper in there either.
Oh my
so
God.
I had to crawl. I had to shimmy out of the stall with my pants around my ankles, do like the little shimmy walk, you know, into the next stall, cleaned up in there, and as soon as I fucking washed my hands and walked out. I looked into the other stall before I walked out. Yeah. It was fucking bad. It was bad. And then as I'm walking out, you can see the fucking janitor rolling that cart. And I'm like, oh, God. He saw me walk out of there, too. I could only imagine. That motherfucker!
What the fuck?
Why didn't you just put a toilet seat cover down?
They didn't have, I said, they didn't have any of those paper ass gaskets.
You motherfucker!
Nerves will get the best of you.
Jesus.
Now clean my brown eye.
That was so fucked up. That was so fucked up.
That is gross.
I remember the time Marco, we were driving back from Philly.
Oh.
Marco had the shit so bad.
His
ass literally did not touch the seat.
I remember you telling the story.
Yeah, he was fucking dying. He's like, and he was farting the whole time. The car was smelling like a fucking armpit. It was
he was talking me through. It's okay, buddy. Just let it go. Open the window.
Like he's giving birth. You know what I mean? Breathe. Yeah. Breathe. Because I can't. He's fucking. Car stunk.
From Franklin Mills all the way back to this area.
Damn.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was bad.
He's like, I don't think I can hold it.
Santa Claus shit.
He's like yelling at Tyler.
I don't think I can hold it.
Did you make it home?
Yes.
Yeah. Surprisingly, there was no shit on the seat. So as far as I'm concerned,
one of the best, probably the best shit I've ever taken in my life.
Oh, because it's such a relief.
Yeah.
Handle your shit.
The best shit in my life.
Did you go at Fabio's house or did you go home?
My house.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't going to make it through the door.
I didn't want to do that to his bathroom.
He wasn't going to make it through the door. I honestly believed he was going to make it through his,
I thought,
to his bathroom.
It was bad.
I figured once he got out of the car and stood up, that's when he was shit.
Yeah, it would just come out.
It was missed. You don't even. My legs were straight out. I was like, trying to just do everything I could to hold
bent the seat back.
Yeah, everything.
Oh my God! Why didn't you just go in the mall?
We were already on the road.
Yeah. Oh, would you eat something bad?
We ate like Subway or something. And all of a sudden, man, I was like, oh shit, this isn't good. It was like you could feel it. If I would have just
was it like diarrhea?
Yeah.
Ew.
Another miserable night.
I'm telling you, it was the best shit I ever took.
Sounds like it really
bar none, the best shit I've ever taken.
That
sucks.
That was fucking.
That sounds like terrible.
What an experience, let me tell you.
He coached me through it, though. It was bad, man. Bad.
I'm worried because now, like as I've been getting older, I noticed lately, like not just lately, but even a few years back, I noticed that there's some times where it just comes up to you all of a sudden, and you just have to go, and it's like the worst fucking moment. It's like, oh my God, where am I going to go? Yep. How am I going to go? Where am I going to go? Am I going to shit right here in the church? You know what I mean? Like, not that I go to church, but like, you know, if I'm at a wedding, that's like, it always happens at the worst fucking times.
That sucks.
I mean, I told this story before in the air. I had to shit during sex. First time with the girl that I was with. She was on top and she was pushing down. I was like, oh God, I'm fucking shit everywhere all over this girl's bed. That's where I shit in her yard. Like, that's how fucking bad it was, because I thought I was done. That's another thing. Anybody who has diarrhea, when you're done, when you think you're done,
you're not.
Don't go have a cigarette. That's all I can tell you.
Because it relaxes you.
Because you need a cigarette when after something like that, because you're just spent. You're so dehydrated. You feel like you just did something really bad. You need a cigarette. I went out in the yard to have a cigarette on the deck, and it just came back, and I couldn't even make it in the door. I just sat there, pulled my pants down, squatted, and shit on the grass. She had three dogs at the time, so...
Bob, I think my dog's sick.
Yeah. There's like a...
It's like diarrhea sprayed all over the deck.
It's a puddle of diarrhea.
Yeah, there's just times you just can't hold it.
Fat motherfucker!
Sucks.
Softball, there's nowhere to go.
Oh, yeah, you went in the woods.
Yeah, the woods.
And you used your sock.
We came back with one missing sock. Yeah.
What are you going to do? What can you do?
Bring an extra sock.
I bring toilet paper.
Fucking leave.
Yeah. 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 I'm going to start.
I'm in the middle of innings.
I think I might start because I carry a backpack.
Dude, it's not like you play Major League.
I know.
Softball. Like, guys, I got to go take a shit. You're going to have to finish the game without me.
I was like, I got to take a shit. I ran in the woods.
Yeah, I bring a backpack with me. I think I'm going to start carrying like baby wipes or toilet paper or something.
How come when you shit in the woods, it always looks worse than it does when you shit in the toilet? At least for me. I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
I
can't remember the last time I shit in the woods.
I haven't shit in the woods enough to have a sample size to compare it to.
I've never shit in the toilet. Woods.
I'm sorry.
Never shit in the woods?
Never.
I'm sure you topped a squat somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. But I've never pooped.
It's got to be tough to shit not into something, just on something, like ground or anything flat.
Did you dig a hole?
No, there was a down tree, so I kind of just...
That's cool.
Yeah,
so you could use it for your arms?
Why are we getting a visual?
I don't know. You don't want a visual of that.
What is that shit?
Yep.
Sounds terrible.
I threw the shit ball the rest of the game.
That's fucking disgusting.
Can you only imagine the person that's walking through that same spot at some point and sees that sock?
Oh, because it is right by.
They probably think somebody got killed.
It is by a path. It is really by a path.
Oh my god! Can you imagine your kid picking it up? What's this? You know. Oh.
Well, a lot of people go back there and pee too. So you see this fucking brown sock.
Jesus fucking Christ! That's disgusting.
That is gross.
Well, you know what you gonna do, Miss? Sometimes it
shit in the woods, I guess. I don't go camping.
That's why you don't go camping? You worry about shitty socks?
One of the 17,000 reasons.
What are the other 16,000?
I hate every single aspect of camping.
Bugs and...
Bugs outside.
But you do it a lot, though, don't you? Didn't you do it for that concert that weekend? And
yeah, I fucking paid $800 for a hotel room.
Shoot. I saw pictures of you in a fucking tent.
No, that was the year before.
Oh.
And that's when I was like, I'm never fucking camping again.
Oh, was that bad?
Hell yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah, man, I don't fucking camp.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I camped then is because I didn't have a choice. I wanted to have been able to go. All the hotels were sold out. That's when we booked in February.
Fuck that.
A princess when it comes to that shit. I don't like going outside. Especially like that, it's not even like camping. You're just like all lined up like right next to one another.
Yeah.
It's not fucking
camping.
Yeah, it's
camping.
Fucking dirty. It's so dirty. It's so
I don't mind camping, but in like a situation like that, it's just dirty.
Because it's like, you know, 200,000 people.
Yeah, you
camping.
And 200,000 people shitting on the fucking, you don't know what
you're
stepping in.
Yeah, and they have like 5 porta potties every like a quarter mile.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, thank you.
The first day it's nice, and then the rest of it it's not.
It goes downhill from there.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
They'll have like them quarantined because somebody was like crazy and shit everywhere.
What?
I guess because they were on drugs or something. I guess they just would
is that
shit.
What it does to you?
I guess I don't know.
That's what shit.
What drug was that? X-Lax? Good lord.
Cocaine.
Man. I gotta take a shit.
Do you really?
No.
Oh.
I was gonna say, that's a long drive home.
It is. It is. I don't like shit in other people's houses either.
So. I don't like other people's shit in my house.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't.
Oh, if I had to, I'd shit here. I'm sorry, dude.
You can. You just gotta record it. Not video, audio.
I'll fucking even give you a picture.
I don't want a picture.
All right, well, careful what you ask for. You sure you want audio?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to be like, that doesn't sound like you shitting. No, I blew a load after.
Damn.
I'm kidding, dude. Surprise. I wouldn't do that to you. Actually, yeah. No, I would.
Upper Decker.
Yeah. You know what? It's been a long time since someone's done that.
Yeah.
I actually hope somebody I know does an Upper Decker scene. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see, like, video of it. Sort of flushing, seeing the shit come out.
Oh, man.
It's just never ending. That takes forever to go away, too. You need, like, 3 or 4 days of flushing.
Do you really want to go in there and grab it?
Grab what?
Well, if it's a fucking
a turd?
Yeah.
I'm not grabbing shit.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Fuck that. All right, let's get the fuck out of here,
man. You all right, miss?
I'm good.
All right. Let's do it. Do it to it.
Okay. Do what you got to do.
If you're in the market for new earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. 7 different styles, 7 different colors, designed to sound great for music and talk. Noise-reducing design, and it's definitely engineered for durability. Compatible with iPads, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players. Use the code word JERKS for 1/3 off the price. Free shipping, lifetime limited warranty. Again, don't ask us what the hell a lifetime limited warranty is, because we don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
Google it.
I think Chris explained it.
I don't understand what's so hard to get about it.
I've got messages on our fucking voicemail asking what the fuck lifetime limited warranty is.
It's against manufacturer defects. If you fucking throw them against the wall, they're going to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Drop them in the water, fuck yourself.
If they stop working, they'll replace them.
Right.
Like, it's not that fucking difficult.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to say that for now.
And go to our website, ridecast.com/jerseyjerks. Click on the Amazon banner and do some shopping. Help us out a little bit. And, of course, there's Gamefly. The deal that we don't really know anymore.
Don't put me into it, man.
I don't know it.
I'm tuned out at this point.
That's it. Well,
didn't you have a paper with all that shit on
it? No, just the tweak audio. Not the Gamefly. Sorry.
Sorry.
I know we got yelled at. Be more serious about our commercials. We're working on that.
Good luck with that. Let me know how you make out.
Yeah, get out.
Calm my eyes, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.